Hello, folks. This is the next episode of How to Move Your Career Forward, where we explore topics on moving your career forward in small next steps. Thank you for showing up for yourself and for pushing your career forward. Now let's dive in. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. This is Adam Hessler from Being a Biz Analyst, and we are here today to talk about mentors and mentorship. And really, what is it that you're actually getting out of mentorship? Being the mentee, that is. We can certainly explore being the mentor, and we could do that in another episode. But in this episode, we're really going to be exploring from the mentee perspective. So let's dive in. What is a mentor? So a mentor, from my perspective, because it's very easy to sort of think, oh, mentor, coach, what the heck is the difference between the two? And I think for me, and of course, we can always explore that in another episode too. But for me, mentorship is really about accountability. The accountability plus options. So it's not really about exploring, you know, what your limitations might be or your maybe impediments that you're having in your life or your career, as far as we're talking about here. But it's really about holding you accountable to go out and explore a new option. And the reason that's so important is because at the end of the day, anybody can really be an effective mentor. And thus, you can really create that mentor-mentee relationship between any two people. There isn't really a, I guess you would call it a qualification to actually become a mentor or to be on the receiving end as a mentee. And it really is the great dynamic because it means that everybody can learn from everyone else. So, as I was saying earlier, the big benefits, from my perspective anyway, and making that clear distinction between mentorship and coaching, the big benefits of mentorship, or having, in other words, having a mentor and being a mentee and therefore being mentored. Wow, we've just derivated that whole verb. is that accountability factor. So it really comes down to how I define compassion, which is empathy, or in other words, really understanding where the person's at, plus accountability is how I define compassion. So the mentor having that level of compassion, so really trying to understand where are you at, in this case, you're within your career, and where do you want to go? And also understanding where are they at and what can they actually offer you? Can they offer you maybe options of how to proceed? Can they offer you maybe references to somebody else who might be able to help you in a very specific context? Or can they offer you resources or at least references to resources? That's really what it comes down to in mentorship and what you want to focus on trying to get out of the relationship is not so much like they're actually there to give you the answers, but that they're there to give you options and help you then be able to go out and explore. And secondly, coming full circle now, to the accountability, whereby they're actually holding you accountable to actually having gone out and explored those options and figured out next steps and having taken those next steps. Thank you for joining us for another great episode of How to Move Your Career Forward. This is Adam Hessler from Being a Biz Analyst, where we want to help you move your career from biz analyst potential to biz analyst career. Thank you very much and have an amazing day. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this episode on mentorship and mentee relationships. It's been great chatting with you, and I hope you take the opportunity to go out and find somebody who is willing to mentor you, and recognize that, again, it doesn't matter where they're at or what their experience level is, because it's really about having somebody who has a different perspective and somebody who's willing to try and understand your perspective of where you're currently at and be able to give you that little nudge and hold you accountable to pushing forward with your goals in your career. Thanks very much. So now, getting down to the nitty-gritty on exactly how does this help move your career forward. Really, what it comes down to is having a mentor means that you have somebody who's willing to sit and understand what you're going through, but also hold you accountable to going out and pursuing some next step, or pursuing a resource, or pursuing a reference who can then take you and help you get what you're actually hoping to accomplish, whatever that goal in your career might be. So the mentor is really there as almost like a sort of that person who keeps nudging you, you know, sort of jabbing you with their elbow in your side and just reminding you that, you know, you said you wanted to keep moving forward with your career, and they're there to help very kindly and friendly give you that nudge and just keep nudging you along. And the more they nudge you along, the further along your career you are with your career and your goals in your career. So I'll just give you a quick example. You might be at a stage where you're looking for a new position. And you might think to yourself, well, I've exhausted all options available to me. And the mentor, having probably a different perspective on the situation, just because they've had different experiences and different values and priorities and so on and so forth, will be able to give you their perspective and new options which you probably have never thought of, as well as giving you that little nudge of accountability to actually go out and do something about being, you know, maybe in a bit of a rut or stuck right now with actually finding that position that you really want.